Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Yes, sir. We got you. You know what time it is.
I don't know if you know this, but this has been voted the number one show that black people have sex to after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
That sounds good.
I thought you were going to say 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's my job. Every week I have to go out and find something that we number one at.
Right.
I have to do a lot of research online. I have to look in the almanac. Mm-hmm.
Surveys.
A lot of people hitting me on email. Then I type some shit up on an old school typewriter. Mail it off.
Right. Email it.
Yeah. Cold calls before 9 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. I do my part. I do my part.
You do?
Yeah. So shit, we just gonna keep the streak going.
I agree.
This ain't your first time. But you in here giving us good game today.
Yes, Cap.
And I'm actually proud of you guys, man.
Thank you.
Oh, before we even get to us, we gotta give them the intro to you.
I was just gonna say, we got
right,
you.
Right, man, and it's like, I feel like legend ain't heavy enough. This one of them comedy icons, man, like you said, back in them days, just when, you know, when that Comic View meant something, at the height of it.
Yeah,
like, when it was the best, when you didn't want to miss it.
And you know, Comic View, when it first started, it used to be called BET Coast to Coast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right? So what they'll do, they would come in town with the cameras and tape you at a club and then take it back and edit it and show it on BET.
See, mm-hmm. This how it goes.
And DL was the host back then.
You, see, only you know this type of show.
Yeah.
And that's why you, a comedy icon, one of the GOATs, if they made a Mount Rushmore comedy, man, you damn sure would be on it.
You got it on, man.
Triple OG.
Yeah.
Damn, 35 years in the game.
Shit, I'm 31.
Shit, he was doing comedy before you was protein, nigga.
Before my daddy was fucking with my mama.
Man, your daddy hadn't even ate the right shit to make you yet.
He wasn't formulated yet.
He talking about he didn't eat the right shit. Man,
you was an atom on a piece of bread somewhere when this nigga started.
Yeah, man.
But they none other, man. None other than the comedy legend.
Yes, sir.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Back Bruce. Again.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, I told you when you first came, don't let it be the last time, and here we are again.
Yes, sir.
Already dropping good games.
You know, last time we talked, you talked about Disco Duck and, you know, comedian named Disco Duck. It was so many great.
Bro, I got to ask you about everybody, man. We done lost people since you
That's
was
right.
last. We lost Dirty South.
Dirty South.
Tyler Craig.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah, and you know, he used to be a comedian name. He's come on, he had a little character. He'd say, "Hello, my name is Larry D. Bill Jr. III.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his character he used on stage. And he say, they say I can't speech good. Right, that's how he talked. He said, yeah. He started working at McDonald's. I said, "Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Would that be for here or there?" And he was funny, you know what I mean? He had funny skit, but that's all they got. That's like I tell everybody, when these young cats, you're gonna do your social media, and you're gonna do some things on social media, and you're gonna do about 5 minutes, it's hilarious. But please have something else to give the people.
Mm-hmm, can't be mm-hmm, one-dimensional. Mm-hmm.
Because when these people come to see you, they want to see more than just that little skit you got.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
They want to see a bunch of them. Good as that one that they already like.
We talking about 30-minute straight.
That's right. You got to have it, man. You got to have it.
So how do you feel? Because, you know, I study the game. Like you said, I don't like to watch people because of you don't want to take nothing away.
Right.
I like to study how they formulated the joke. Mm-hmm. How they said the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this their style of comedy. I know, I had to realize, and the reason why I like to study is because I had to realize what type of comedian I was.
Right.
And I realized, okay, I'm raw.
Yeah.
I ain't cleaning up. You invite me to a church. Right. It might be a damn or shit that may slip out. But guess what? We're gonna pray at the end.
But as long as you're comfortable with who you are,
right,
doing your comedy, because that's how it's gonna be successful.
Right.
Now, if you're uncomfortable doing it, it's gonna look uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. They're gonna see it's not real. But if you're real doing it,
right,
it's gonna come across just as smooth
they
as
can tell
want.
When it's, you know it's not
they
you.
Can tell, man.
Yeah.
You know, I do churches all the time. You know, like the preachers, you know, them Baptist, yeah, I need you to come over and do the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say, well, all right. How much they paying? Do it for the Lord. I say, if I come to your church, I'm doing it for you. I'm already doing it for the Lord.
Talk your
so
talk.
You better get this money, player.
Yeah.
You I would have said, man, you out your goddamn money.
You got me fucked up, real.
But then you get, but look, you get the big churches, they don't do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the big church, they say, well, they call it a love offering.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what you're going to get. I've been to church, they gave me a $20,000 check.
Mm.
I love that.
So how do you stay?
20 balls.
So how do you stay fresh? So when it comes to, we're living in a time now, social media speeds up the process of us actually.
Aging the hell out the material.
I'm talking about aging the fuck out.
I know it, man.
So it's like, all right, we get a joke and he be like, ooh, we got time to practice, but they done put it on Facebook 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
People done seen it before they actually came and seen it in person. And then when they seen it in person, they love it, but it's like you can't take it with you the extra 2-3 years.
I just say keep adding to the joke.
Right.
Just
keep punching it up.
Yeah, just keep adding
just
to
making
it.
It sound new and new.
Because if I had social media 35 years ago, let me tell you, I had an answer machine and a voice company. I had to check messages. Hey, who called me? We didn't have, that's all we had, and radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? We did TV, we thought we was on top of things, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know? But
they used to put your shit on the radio all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
97.5.
Just keep adding to it, man. Jokes never die. Just keep adding to it. It's like music.
Mm-hmm.
You can go see Frankie Beverly, you go see all these old cats. They're still doing the same music because people still want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It never dies. Sometimes they might do it a little different. They might tweak it,
mm-hmm.
but it's still the same. People, when it's good, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever notice people don't remember comedians that are in between? They always remember somebody really funny and somebody that's really bad. They don't know the in between. Who's in? It was the in between. Shit, I forgot his name. But the dude, the bomb, that motherfucker, that's the one I want to talk to you about. Mm. They remember that, mm. you know. So.
But what about the sets when you can tell that the crowd done heard it or the promoter's like, man, I'm tired of hearing that shit. I ain't booking that nigga no more. You keep saying that shit.
If you somebody like you told I heard your own jokes.
Not my shit. Okay. I'm just saying like you. I just listen. Yeah. Some of the promoters be like, I ain't booking that motherfucker no more, man.
Hold on, let me tell you, from my experience, you could tell you had been doing it twice as long as me. It don't matter if you're
it's some comedians, they don't have no two cents.
Right.
Sometimes they can put the right shit on and dress that shit up mm-hmm. right. Every last one of them motherfuckers work like they brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But sometimes they motherfuckers gonna eat the ground.
Right. Yeah.
It's all in about how they stand in that shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Some motherfuckers ain't gonna get booked off. They don't get booked off talent. They get booked off, they friends with these motherfuckers. They don't, you gotta keep in mind, everybody don't have to do this. Like they done got this shit planned out. Where it's like, nigga, if I'm cool with 6 promoters and they give me 3 shows a piece, nigga, I'm working all year.
Right.
Every nigga ain't working every weekend. Some motherfuckers be like, shit, I take a show a month.
But I work every weekend.
You get what I'm saying? It's like some motherfuckers gonna float past. Right. But some motherfuckers gonna really have to go get it.
And all the comedy clubs I hit once a year. Mm-hmm. They be wanting me 3 times a year. But I do every comedy club once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the theaters, I split it. You know, I might do, like this first part of the year, from January to May, I'm doing all theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And then from on down, I'm doing a lot of comedy clubs. That's how I split it up. So I like to go back. If I go in the city, I like to wait at least 8 to 9 months before I go back.
Bruce, what was your favorite city? Like when you first go on the road, leaving that
Not down. Including Atlanta.
Not, yeah.
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. H-Town.
Houston was the.
Houston a whole lot different
you,
right
I'm
now.
I'm going to tell you another city you will believe, because most people don't believe when I say this, but the Stardome in Birmingham.
But what? Well, that motherfucker off the chain.
Stardome in Birmingham is off the chain.
That
man.
Bitch off the chain. Anyway,
Bruce,
in Alabama.
Bruce Ayers on it, and he talked to you this close.
Yep.
You know, Bruce, I was working with Steve Harvey.
Bruce.
And Jane about Bruce, back up, player. Give me some space. I thought you finna talk, kiss me. I ain't gonna play that. You know, you know, but his club is out of sight. It's one of the best clubs in the world.
Facts.
And in the South, in Birmingham. You tell people that up north, they're like, Birmingham, bro.
It's the way it's set up. It's like matches. A mini, mini theater,
yeah.
And it's levels mm-hmm. of people just sitting there, and you can see it all.
Leeds, Alabama.
Leeds. You can see it.
And the police do not fuck around.
No, they don't.
I feel like all Alabama, I feel like Alabama appreciate comedy.
Yeah, they do. They do. And Stardome been there for 50 years, I think.
Right.
So that, so it's definitely always been a Stardome.
And they got it on the club, guess where you from?
What?
New Jersey.
From up top.
From went to school in the South and stayed there.
And stayed there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dope spot.
And people Birmingham, because you like, they think Birmingham is still red clay mud. That's some mansions
oh, yeah.
in Birmingham.
Yes, they done built Birmingham up.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
He got some of that black pussy. I know what Kevin.
Yeah, probably did.
Yes, he man. Did.
Yeah,
I ain't going back up top.
That shit make you wear your clothes different.
Some of that make wear them different.
Some of that Magic City Classic pussy.
Fuck around and get right. some of that shit.
From
right.
that school shit, with. Yeah.
Be all discombobulated.
But you know, it's other comedy clubs out there that are really good. Like the Funny Bones are good. Mm-hmm. The Improvs are good. Mm-hmm. I do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sell them out. I've did Houston Comedy Club. It was smaller before.
Mm-hmm.
It seated like 300 people. Now it seats 600.
Mm-hmm.
And I done did like 10 shows in that mm-hmm. in 1 week.
I had went on a run of them. I won't say the name of this particular brand of comedy clubs one time.
What?
You know how you book a few of them back to back to back.
Do they have two comedy clubs?
They got a bunch of them.
Why you don't want to say the name, nigga?
Because, man, I still be working in there.
Okay.
But I had one particular stop where the nigga, the manager, you know how the manager do the settlement after you do the run uh-huh. and shit. Right. He tried to short me.
Oh, that's why you don't want to say.
I had a whole lot of bread.
I don't
but this motherfucker that. Was clearly a drug addict. And I was like, I can't believe y'all fucking got a whole drug addict running the club. Like, mm-hmm. this motherfucker was clearly on
man,
that shit.
This sound mm-hmm. like a club in West Virginia.
This motherfucker was clearly on that shit and right. tried to short me so he could buy the shit. I'm like,
so he could buy the shit.
Bro, I made them motherfuckers stay there all night calling motherfuckers to get my money.
Let me tell you what that's happened crazy. To me one time. Years and years ago, it used to be a Funny Bone in Buckhead in Atlanta on Peace Street, right where Peace Street and Roswell Road split.
Where they put the punchline at?
No. It's right where they split, where they done built that new little Melrose shopping mall right there. You know what I'm talking
exactly
about?
Exactly where you
punchline. So I went up there in my Frito-Lay truck, and you had to audition to do amateur night.
Right.
So I went up there.
Shit like that.
And I went up there to audition, so the lady called me in the office, big girl, looked like a Russian prostitute. She said,
this motherfucker's crazy, man.
And she was round, like your aunt, you know, bake cakes and stuff. And she called me in the office. I'm thinking she's gonna have me on stage. She calls me in the office and say, do me a minute and 33 seconds. I'm like, okay. I said, right here? She said, right here. I started doing comedy. She's on the computer. She's looking at her watch. She's on the computer. She's looking at her watch. She's trying to see, can I follow instructions? I did a minute and 33 seconds. She said, okay, you did good. You can come back tonight at 8:00. I got out to the truck, I said, fuck this bitch. I ain't going back up to that club. So years later went by, I go do this club in Ohio. Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, what was the club called? Cause she, but it was, I did this club, I walked in and did very well. And I seen this lady, I said, I know this bitch from somewhere, right? So when it was time to pay me, she told me, she say, I'm not gonna pay you till me give you a phone number. Cause I'm attracted to big black guys. And I say, I happen to be a racist. I said, I do not like white people at all. And she said, oh no, you're not racist, you're not racist. She said, I used to manage a Funny Bone in Atlanta.
And when it clicked,
I said, this bitch that made me audition. It's like 15 years later.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't say, you know, she said, you ever went to the Funny Bone lab? I said, never been there in my life. But she's the one that made me audition for it.
She still wanted that nigga lane 15 years.
She still wanted me to lay that wood too. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it, man.
Nah,
she
wanted
me to
do
put
it.
A hump in my back so I can put a hump in her back.
No, that's hilarious.
I had to go back and hit it again to get my hump back. You understand what I'm saying?
I remember me and Carlos did a show. I ain't gonna say where it's at, cause we both go there to this day.
See what I'm saying?
Now we both go there, packed out all weekend. The way our deals were set up, it was just the way our deals were set up.
Mm-hmm.
But they was ecstatic because of all the money they made, right?
Oh yeah.
So he got his check and I got my check. And they made more money than us off food.
Yes, they did.
So I looked at Los, I said, Los, we tripping. I think it's time for us to up the ante because we got it. We just settled because this is what we were doing. But I was like, nah, we got to take control of our goddamn brand and our business.
That's right.
We can't go for the deal that we just been going through
the past 6 months. We gotta come in here, and it damn near about time for you to go on about your way, and I gotta go on about my way. We were doing it together, but it was like, we need more than this.
Yes,
and we need to have a bigger percentage, and this is what we need to do. And ever since that day.
Yep, froze their ass out, told them.
But this is what you gotta do. You remember this, whatever the door do, the food and drinks is gonna double it.
Right.
Triple. I was at one club. Because
two item member.
Yeah, I was at one club, and the guy was getting ready to pay me, and he was on the computer. He said, I'll be right back. And I looked at the computer.
Real nigga.
The door made $78,000. Food and drinks was $190,000. So something is wrong with that picture. I'm like,
what the hell?
Am I getting pimped like a motherfucker?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was getting pimped.
Oh, yeah, you got pimped.
But when I came back the next time, though.
Yeah, I need all mine.
Got to have it.
We got to talk different.
Bull City, Durham, North Carolina.
Yo, what's happening?
July 15th.
Coming to the city, man.
Durham Performing Arts Center.
What Chico City?
He knows it.
He be up there.
You know what I'm saying? Bull City.
Y'all.
Get your tickets.
Y'all.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Do this. That ain't it. That ain't it. Do this. Do this. That's the Bull City right there.
That Bull City.
That's the Bull City. Yeah, we coming. July
15th.
Stop. They don't like that. July 15th, Durham, North Carolina, Bull City, Durham Performing Arts Center.
Trust
don't do that shit, no.
He lived there. But he
but,
knows.
But they don't like that, though. That's like,
no. It's over.
With
the state. It's the state, North Carolina.
Bro, where you going, man?
You should have sung Fantasia. That would have probably been better.
What? If you don't want me, then I'll talk to me.
July 15th.
Already know. No, put it in there. Come on. Tell them to come to the show July 15th so they don't think we lying.
Y'all better show up to that show July 15th.
Who knew her voice sounded like that?
I know, right? You see what she said?
July 15th, Durham, North Carolina.
July 15th, Durham, Carolina. Come see these boys.
Yeah. North Carolina.
You heard what she said, Durham, Carolina?
Yeah, she ain't saying new one, but it's North.
North Carolina.
There you go.
You did.
All right, come on. Get your
that was great.
Not getting paid.
Hey, what's up, Chicago? It's your man, Carlos Miller. July the 21st, I will be in the city. Pull up on me, man. You know I'm going to be at the Riviera Theater, man.
If you didn't go to church today, don't worry. We got you. It's a blessing that's going to come through here, too. Church ain't number three or more people. Anybody ever been know that. Don't block your blessing in here. It might not be your church blessing. It might be like your hood blessing. I done called a hood blessing before. Like when you driving home and you see the police behind you for a little bit, then they hit the light and just scoot on beside you. Yeah, yeah, that's a good blessing right there.
So you know, put your little clean outfit on, make sure your lady looking good, and pull up on your folks, man. We're gonna have a good time. We're talking good in Chicago. That's July the 21st. Come check up on me. We're gonna be cleaner than a mug in there. Come see me. At the end of the day, I'm on tour, so just make sure you get the tickets and holler at me and, you know, just come have a good time. I'll see you when I get there.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And y'all know, Orlando, we owe y'all, so we coming back in a big way. August 10th, Poor Minds is coming to Orlando for our live show.
Yes, we coming to Orlando Improv. I cannot wait to see all of y'all faces. You know, unfortunately, we had to reschedule these dates. So I'm super excited to come out and see y'all. Doors open at 7.
Yes, and the show starts at 8, and we back bigger than ever. Let me tell y'all, y'all should be happy because this show, this round, is super lit. So Orlando, August 10th. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Orlando Improv. We'll see y'all, and we outside, Bookie, period. Put it on, because we coming.
But see, that's why when they say, get the dough, we'll take care of the food, because they know for a fact, if you keep them sitting down, they going to eat, drink all night long.
Over and over again.
All night long. I sold out. You had the most chicken sold in Pleasanton.
Yeah.
I beat you by a pound.
By a pound. Let me tell you this. You ever heard a comedian named James Gregory?
Yes.
He's a white dude. Real Southern. And he talked like this. It was two old brothers, you know. And then, you know, they had never been to the city, you know. When he do the stand-up, he only do the Southeast comedy clubs. They don't even know him up north. But when he go to the Stardome, he do the whole month. Mm. He do all 4 weeks. When he go to Tennessee, he do once a month. He said they have to bring a Budweiser truck, 18-wheeler, and park it in the parking lot. 100,000 cases. They say they don't sell much liquor, but they sell a lot of beer. Them good old boys been there, goddamn, he's funny, the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But his name is James Gregory. He done got up in age now, but he's still funny, man. That's but he do every all the clubs in the South. Mm. And he do one club a month. Make $100,000 a month.
Man, you was on you remember you was on Coming to the Stage too.
Yes,
you
I host that show.
Man, yeah.
I host you, Coming to the Stage.
You know when I fought with you the extra hard, you checked Master P about that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do Bruce Bruce hit.
I said, because you can't do nothing with it after Bruce Bruce hit.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying?
You can pop your shit, man.
You know, I'm talking about shit, man. Yeah. I'm scared he's going to beat me up. You know what I'm saying?
But you reminded his ass.
Yeah, I didn't let him know. I throw his karate on your ass, nigga. I've been practicing this shit for 3 days. I'll fuck him up. But you know, ATL, we from ATL. Right. We show love to everybody. Music, that's how we are. People. You know, he asked me, man, how y'all do such? I say, man, we show love in the ATL. When Too Short made All the Skinny Girl let Bruce hit.
Yes, sir.
And then Yin Yang came back, said, get crunk with it, get loose with it. Like Short said, let Bruce hit. Yes, everybody always show love.
Name stapled in the rap game.
Biggie put me in a song. I was in Jacksonville, Florida. And there's a club called Club Carousel. It's closed now. Mm-hmm. And I had to open up for Biggie. I never met him. I was on stage, Joni, man. He was fun. And he put me in the song Hypnotize. What? And it said, Bruce, who do something to us, talk goes through us. Mm-hmm. Girls want to do us, screw us. Who? Me, Poppy, and Puff. So, and he told me, he said, I'm going to put you in my shit for real, you know.
Man, you finna make a nigga go back and listen to that
bro,
shit.
He said,
right?
Man. Yeah. He said,
yeah, I'm saying that. But I
he
never would have.
Bruce, who do something to us, talk goes through us.
But I never would put two and two together.
Yeah. So it's always love, man. And that's what it's all about. It's showing love. You ain't gotta be no fool, but if you can help a person.
Bro, that dope is a motherfucker.
Yeah,
you've been rap for a long time.
Let me tell you something, man. Mike Epps, my right hand man. Mike called me, he had left Atlanta and moved to New York. He said, man, they want me to audition for Fridays. I said, what are you waiting on? Mm-hmm. And he said, man, I don't know. I said, man, he's looking for somebody like you. He called me a week later. He said, guess what? I said, you got the part. He got the part and he took off like a rocket.
Gone.
You just need that push sometimes, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And let people know you believe in them, man, and encourage them, because don't hate.
Yeah, you were never on that type of
never,
shit. You out like a real OG, even though you was slick young in the
cool,
shit yourself.
I'm cool. You ever notice you never heard anything about me in the
I can honestly say that. I ain't never
heard nothing bad.
You ain't gonna hear nothing. I don't play that, man. I don't want everybody in my beat. You think I be on Love & Hip Hop, they talking about me, man, I fight everybody on that show.
Yeah. Fuck you talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Football tackle four niggas.
Fuck you talking about.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, you can stay clean and make money.
Yeah, because you brought up Nard, he'll bring up, but I'm saying it always was solid shit when they talk about you.
Dirty South, I took her to the Bahamas. She was on the road with me.
Oh, man, I know. In the Bahamas. Bro.
Crazy. Yeah. Dirty South weighed about 92 pounds back in the day. She was going to take her leg and put it all the way up, just hold it up in there like that. Weighed about 92 pounds. Shawty. They thought they were brothers and sisters. People thought they were brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. But they look at them now. They making a living. They doing great things, man.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of them.
You a pioneer, man. Pioneer, man.
You know, I'm like you guys, man. I'm proud of you guys.
I appreciate it.
They told me, hey, once you come on the show, y'all don't know, I was here at 8 in the morning, but they told me that. I'm sitting outside, but they said, no, 8 tonight. I said, okay, I'm going to be there, man. Because I love this type of thing. I like to see people win.
Right.
It's all about winning. And that's what comedians got to understand about comic clubs. You see him brag, but if you're not selling tickets, you can't put asses in the seat. People are not making money. Mm-hmm. You need to make money, and then you can come back and do it again next year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just do it next year. But everybody, people are so arrogant and thinking they all that, and you can't sell off all the 2 tickets.
Right.
You got to sell it out, man. Get down.
Can't give away 42
tickets. No, you have to, they have to pay for the room. They got to pay for the room, and then they got to make the money off the food and drinks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you came from an era when motherfucker wasn't sharing the stage, wasn't doing what? Pulling a nigga home.
Wasn't doing nothing. Man. I see dudes that go in front of you and do too much time on purpose.
So you can't do
what I'm saying?
Shit.
So you can't do your stuff. You know what I mean? And that's not the way you do
that
it.
That ain't
do
your cool. Thing.
Get it? No, it ain't cool, man. I had one show, man, I was doing, man. I was in Florida, and dude was supposed to do like 25 minutes. He on an hour and 10. Mm. So I asked the promoter, I said, man, you gonna get your ball today? Oh, bro, back here scared because he ripping. I said, hey, man, let me tell you something from a business standpoint.
The fuck?
This is a Union Theater. Yeah. This show got to be over 11 o'clock.
By a certain time.
So when I came off, I say, when he came off stage, I say, since I'm scared, you already done paid me. Do you want me to do the 17 minutes he left me to do? Or you want me to do the 45 minutes you paid me to do? Because see, when you go over 11 o'clock, they charge the promoter $500 a minute every time you go over.
And that would have been on him.
He said, do the 17 minutes. I said, I can't hear you.
Right.
Do the 17 minutes.
I would have did 45 just to show you. I'm right. Scared, player. Drop the mic.
At least 30.
Nigga, bill would have been $500,000.
But see, then the people mad at me because they feel
cheating. They cheated. They money. Right. We came you know to see Bruce Bruce. Yeah, right. Absolutely. But see, that's the thing. You got a name where, like, back when comedy was coming up, like, if you hear your name, oh, yeah. Bruce gonna be like, yeah. They going.
Right.
They like, going, you certain man. People, you know, you gotta tell what they been in. Like, right. Yeah.
Well, who
you
it
know
is?
Such and such on.
Who yeah. It at? Man, nobody gonna see that pussy ass
yeah.
Nigga.
But Bruce, yeah, Bruce.
Well, I have fun. I have fun on stage, man. I really do, man.
I enjoy watching you. As a youngin' who didn't understand half the shit that y'all was saying. And then some of the stuff I did, you gotta understand, I'm 9, 10, watching yeah. Comic View, and I'm like, these motherfuckers having fun on stage. Oh, every yeah, time man. Y'all was on stage, and you were the best host.
Well, you know, and they paid me better than anybody. They.
Pop that shit, man.
Pop it, OG. Pop it, OG.
A lot of them that hosted, they gave them like $50,000, $60,000, and when I came in, I had the right people on my team. They gave me $100,000. Wait a minute, $100,000 for my clothes. To have clothes made. They paid me $500,000. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So what I did, I made sure everybody that was on my team working with me, I made sure they was taken care of. Cause see, as long as you give, it's gonna come back. You cannot beat God giving. The more you get of him, the more he'll give back.
You can't do that 35 years when you ain't did the shit the right way.
That's right, man. So you gotta take care of you. You cannot have Carlos and DC doing and then not pay them and then think they still supposed to be cool. There ain't nobody cool with that.
Mm-mm.
Pay the man, keep it moving. You gonna get it back.
Fact.
Excuse me, Bruce, how was you able to structure
how do you see him? How do you see him?
He can hear.
Huh?
He can hear.
What? Like I said, I had the right people on my team, so they called. White people, you know what I'm saying? Right. And they made sure, I had $100,000 just for my clothes. I was having suits made.
And that's what them niggas was getting paid.
And you know, and then
that's his wardrobe.
They paid me $500,000 to do Comedy View, but I went down the way we did it. We was in New Orleans, and we was there for 30 days. I did 5 shows a day of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was off Monday and Tuesday, and I had my man Ronaldo Ray, who was really coaching me like a mentor, showing me everything. And then they came back, it was the next year in Miami called the Caliente, and they had Arnaz J hosting, but they called me back to help him.
Mm. So, once again, you're on TV.
Yeah.
Now, material is being shown on television.
That's right.
And like you said, you're doing 5 shows. This is a lot of being funny. I'm talking about as a professional. Yeah. Not knowing what you're going through in life, but you got to go on stage and handle your business.
That's right.
Now, with this material that you're saying, you know what? Y'all can have.
Yeah, because I still got the material on DVD right now. Everything I did on BT, I got all that material that I did. And I was just doing stuff that was on the news, you know.
Current events, crowd work type
shit. Like I do a joke now on President Biden and how he fell back and the lady called him. But it really didn't happen. I made the shit up. Like, I said, he fell back real slow. The lady called him. He said, thank you very much. And then... Donald Trump said, I wish my wife was here. He didn't realize she was sitting right there. He's like, "Wish my wife was here." I said, "The bitch is right there."
Right.
And he don't even see him. So I just made up stupid stuff like that.
Yeah. He was like, "No, my other wife." Oh.
Yeah, he don't give a damn.
He don't give a fuck.
For real wife. Yeah.
Not this motherfucker.
And I mean, Donald Trump, man, he just, they believe everything he say.
Man.
When he said, "Make America great again," boy, them.
Oh, they ate that
people
up.
People ain't voted in 50 years came out and voted for him. But, you know. That's the, way, that's the world we live in.
Somebody was in traffic today, they still got the Trump and Pence stick on their I'm like, bro, you don't take that shit off, man.
He's such a bullshitter. He didn't convince everybody, all the white people in America, that he helped everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And why you fuck with Trump? He's the only person that can help the blacks.
And they believe that.
Hey, especially when he gave that goddamn,
PPP.
Yeah, when he sent that money through. I'm like, Trump ain't mad at them niggas making shit.
Pull out their mind when they got that PPP, man.
That PPP have ruined a lot of people. I seen this girl in the Waffle House in Fayetteville, and she came over to the table, and she was walking real slow. I said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I just went down to Miami and got my breast done, and my stomach and my booty done."
To come back and work at Waffle House?
Now she was eating and I say, "Where you get the money?" She said, "The PPP. I said, "Can you count for that money that you got?" She said, "Well," I said, "well, you gonna be the finest bitch in jail." I said, "Because you done got your whole body fit and you done got $6 million? God, the doctor's still laughing at that bitch.
That bitch been playing.
Stomach done, everything, ass done.
See me?
She gonna be in jail fine as a motherfucker. You know, my people are like, "Bruce, you know, you can get the money. You don't have to pay this back." You know?
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
You don't.
I don't want it.
They gave my dumb ass cousin some money.
Well, it's a certain amount.
$100,000 less,
they don't bother.
Come on, man. July 16, man. You know what time it is.
QC, Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. We coming to the Bojangles Arena.
With the Bo-Berry Biscuits.
See how excited she was? That's how excited y'all better be. July 16th, we come to the QC.
Come to the show.
July 16th, come to the show.
Come on now. You gotta walk away from the game. Yeah, exactly. See that? See that type of excitement?
Working on some things.
QC, Charlotte, July 16th, Bojangles Arena. Come to the show.
Oh, shit, my baby.
She gonna be doing bread in the parking lot. She gonna be doing dread twists in the parking lot. So if you want your dreads, go
see it back.
July 16th, she gonna do them for you at a discounted price. If you get your ticket to the 85 South Show, baby.
Smelling incense, no cap.
She smell like cocoa butter made from scratch. And we're selling it July 16th in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Bojangles Arena.
Sure lives.
Go get your ticket. Come on in here, ma'am. This is a third grade teacher, and she will be giving out books July 16th, Charlotte, North Carolina. Get your ticket.
Books for the kids.
Hey, what's up, San Antonio? July the 28th. I'm gonna be down there at the Empire Theater. Don't let nobody tell you no different.
If you didn't go to church today, don't worry. We got you. It's the blessings that's gonna come through here too. Church ain't number three or more people. Anybody ever been know that. Don't block your blessing in here. It might not be your church blessing. It might be like your hood blessing. Everybody here done called a hood blessing before. Like when you driving home and you see the police behind you for a little bit, then they hit the light and just scoot on beside you. Yeah, yeah, that's a good blessing right there.
This everybody in San Antonio, man, pull up on me July 28th. You already know. I won't get to come to San Antonio often, but when I do, I'm in San Antonio. And I'll come see you when you come see me.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And Miami, we coming to turn up. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. We've been long overdue for a Miami show. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see y'all. It's the perfect way to kind of, I guess, end the summer. Because the summer going to almost be over.
And it's like...
But August 13th, we going to be in Miami. Miami Improv. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8.
Yes, and I'm telling y'all, look, this is right before my birthday too, so y'all know I'm finna be lit. Internet, ooh wee, I'm finna put it on for Miami. I'm telling y'all, listen, August 13th, doors open at 7, Show starts at 8, Miami Improv. Y'all, please do not miss this show. Y'all know we're going to have people popping up, rolling up on us. Miami, it's going to be fun. Welcome to Miami.
Period.
So I'm Miami.
Yes, you know.
See y'all.
What the old people used to say, be there or be square?
What Will Smith said, getting jiggy with it.
All right.
He ain't even asked for enough.
What he got, Lo?
This stupid motherfucker talking about, I'm finna bust they ass. Shit. Cause what you get him for? Man, you ain't gonna believe this shit.
What?
I got no folks for 2,200. I'm like, yeah.
That nigga shit won't be red flagged at all.
Like, nah, that ain't even saying that nigga. That nigga employee.
I wanna find
you can't tell
wanna,
that nigga any hey man, win on that one.
I wanna find him and give him 2,200 more.
That's crazy,
you
bro.
You believe that dumb nigga, man. Like, you feel that all that paper.
I'm scared of PPP. I ain't want it. I told them for I'm straight during the pandemic.
No man's a lot of questions for 2,200.
All my cereal is in the refrigerator. I don't want none of that PPP money.
Good enough more than 2,200.
22, he got him, dude. He got him.
I turned.
I don't need help. That's what I had to tell him. Even though I needed help, I don't need it.
You know, we were talking about earlier how things go around and everything. When I was a young man, I was managing a restaurant. I told you it was a barbecue restaurant in Cobb County. Mm-hmm. So I got robbed. Dude walked in and said, all right, y'all know what it is. You know what I'm saying? He robbed everybody in the restaurant who was sitting there. He said, where the manager? They say, he in the office. So I'm in the office, I'm in there. And the way I had the safe set up, I can turn the knob all the way to the left and open the safe. But if I turn it to the right, it lock it. So I had to reopen it. So I got nervous, I turned it to the right. I said, hey man, I said, I'm trying to open the safe, man. Give me the money, nigga, I'm gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying? I said, look, man, I got some kids, man. No kid, man. I gave him the money, man. He left out of the door. Man, I seen this nigga in Kroger 30 years later in Cascade. I said, hey, nigga, you robbed me. He said, man, I was on that shit bad, man.
Nigga, I mean, deny it.
He said, man, I was gonna kill him. I told you I was gonna kill him. I was on that shit bad, man. And it was really him.
Right.
Robbed shit out of you.
Yo, no.
My man, that joker took about, I think I had to say about $800. He took all of it.
Took
the
air.
I said, I was in Kroger. I was in the produce. I said, nigga, you robbed me like that.
You was in produce?
Yeah, man. I was on this shit, man.
Is he doing a better voice?
He's still
he probably would have robbed your ass again.
No,
yo.
No, he'd seen Jesus that day. You yo, understand?
Yeah. About.
He was seeing Jesus.
Book
so
about.
I keep the pistol. Yes, sir.
Yes,
he
sir.
Ain't going out bad.
He would touch the hem of his garment. You understand
you what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
He probably ain't wrong about it, man. Talk to somebody. But you know, these Mexicans got a hustle now, man.
What is it?
They stand on the road with a poster. And they had a wife and a kid.
And the kid,
with
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they say, we need to pay our rent. And they're like, God.
They done caught me like 4 times already.
Honestly, I gave money to
them. The kids out here, man, go on get the $100.
That's
God.
What I don't be
damn.
Wanting to see. Like, don't bring them kids
man,
into
them
it.
Them not kids. Them are grown folks. Because I know what you're talking about. Off, yeah. Off Jonesboro Road.
They grown folks. They bro. Grown little
I
people.
I caught them on break. That little dude was smoking a cigarette in the air. We make it work. Do you know they don't even have a job, but they're gonna stand at home and be for the unload?
He tell me we make it work. Oh shit.
What face they make, Lo?
Hey, my friend, how you doing?
Bro, they be out there doing school hours.
So you tell me those are my kids, them little bit of people.
People. Oh shit.
God damn. That one gave me 30 minutes today.
Why that funny? Every time I see their hands, I'll be like, hold it.
That's a little bitty person.
Boy, that nigga be showing you
up. Buddy.
Little bitty boy, man.
Bro, I be feeling sorry and fuck, bro. Them kids, yeah. They be having them kids sitting on them cardboard boxes and shit.
Hey, man, that poster be perfect. Have y'all ever read the poster? Yes. I mean, they be perfect. Who wrote this poster?
It's in English, though.
It's like they did it.
Yeah.
Like
but they can't speak no English, but the whole poster in English.
So, that's like, that one at a time. What are you
asking for?
Somebody selling them signs.
Hey, man. It's like they went to Kiko's copier and had that poster.
Somebody that poster selling them
perfect,
signs.
Man.
Read this poster.
Mr. Billy, I was like, Sign me.
About they funny, man. But it's got to be something to it, because they out there all the time. They getting some money.
I'm talking about in different locations, but yeah. Same street. You same like,
will you?
You know, I want to do it. I want to do it for real. I want to get a poster and come out there.
And go out there.
I just want to see.
They ain't gonna believe you. They gonna know you, bro. You gotta have a disguise.
How it work? I want to see what it work. How my money.
That should be funny.
That'd be funny, my.
That's some good ass content.
I ain't gonna lie though. I ain't never gave nobody no money who had a dog.
All the bum got a dog.
Well, I know that dog be like, how the fuck I get with this nigga?
I had a place in L.A. for 28 years. Every bum I know had a dog up there.
No.
Every one of them. One dude walked in at 7-Eleven, and I was in there. I thought we were finna get robbed. He said, everybody, throw your motherfucking hands in the air. And wait, I'm making this dog. Look at the 7-Eleven dude said, get your ass out. Get out of my goddamn store. Get out of my store. He would laugh like, I had to give him $5. That shit was funny.
You had a spot in Cali for 28 years?
28 years.
That money, man.
Yeah, man, I had a place. My first apartment was on Hollywood Boulevard between La Brea and Fairfax, and then I moved into Grove, right by the farmer's market, between La Brea and Fairfax. Yeah, 28 years, man.
Come on, man. On Miracle Mile.
Oh, man, you could do what you want to do, man. You know, I got guys that work for me. I got a guy been with me 22 years. The guy that used to be with me, he passed. He would have been with me 28 years. Through the pandemic, I paid him every week for 2 years. They was off for 2 years. I paid him because if I didn't pay him, they're going to be borrowing money from me. So.
You know, I should have been on payroll. That better than PPP, though. Yeah.
But I just want to make sure they taken care of, man. Do right by me. Yeah. You know, just do right by me.
At any moment, I can hit you up. I'll be back
you,
at
man,
it.
I'm telling you, man, I don't have no problem with no money, man.
Yeah. Pop it.
Yeah, I mean, I took, you know, my Christmas, I took my family on a cruise, took 30 people.
How you do that? Because right now, I'm about to cancel the trip. I told him we were going. I said,
it's
all day.
This is high.
We going to Airbnb, baby.
But we went on a cruise, and I took 30 people, and I bought the plane tickets and everything. Now, in July, we going to Disney World.
Spirit of Disney. Again.
Disney.
I'm talking about Spirit of, you had me fucked up. Spirit of Delta.
No, we flew Delta, because I fly Delta. I'm a 10 million miler with Delta.
Talk your talk.
And we went right.
That nigga just dropped the shit like it don't be nothing either. Yeah, like,
so it wasn't no like package deal, because I'm about to cancel this motherfucking trip.
I paid for everything for my family, my daughter and her husband, and my three of my grandkids. I got 10 grandkids.
Yeah, 11, because I'm your grandchild.
That's it. My wife and her sister got 6. Like, that's my nephew right there with the dread. And
you went on the trip too, nigga?
Oh, yeah. Nah, he couldn't go. He been bad.
He's being thug.
Yeah, he punished.
Yeah, he got punished.
He's being sad by the shit. But that nigga was looking like that while you tell the story.
But now, this is like July, we're going to Disney. I'm taking the Disney because I'm doing things in the family that we couldn't do, we couldn't afford to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You remember when you couldn't go nowhere? Your mom would say, well, we gotta stay at home. You on the vacation you went on, y'all probably went to Griffin to your auntie house.
But that's the only vacation. You go to your grandma's house, whole spring break.
Man, that ain't going out of town, man.
My baby mom be like, what you gonna do for the kids for spring break?
Y'all ain't gonna believe that. I remember Six Flags was $1.95 to get in. $1.95. The next year, we went up to $2.95. My mama said, they done lost their goddamn mind.
A whole dollar.
They ain't charging $2.95 to get in Six Flags.
Man, she better not go nowhere near it now.
Let me tell you something, man. Man, we live in an apartment in the Bluff paying $45 a month, right? My mama, her sister, my uncle, my mother, so 4 grown people working. They went up $20 on the rent. My uncle called me. He said, these crackers done lost their goddamn. He said, somebody got to get a second job. He said, ain't no way in the hell you going to be able to afford $65 a month. And they were dead serious. I was standing at the table. I said, that's a lot of money. Goddamn, $65 like to kill me. Hey, look.
They had to kick somebody out the park.
My uncle bought a Cutlass in 1970. Convertible 442, 455, power on the power, everything. Car note was $80 a month. Look,
shit.
Financed it 2 years. The insurance was $2 extra. My granddaddy said, boy, let me tell you something. You get behind, that's $160 goddamn dollars. Like they lost that motherfucker 12 times. You know me? Motherfucker ready to repossess it 12 times. Man, I'm talking about fully equipped. The cut is now
funny as fuck, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, like they lost it 12 times. See, them old players didn't play. My granddad didn't play, man. Dark skin, he was black. Royal blue eyes. My uncle was tall, he didn't play no games, son. My uncle went in the army, 1967. Came home, got Green Beret, head turned sideways and shit. He gonna drive that Cutlass. My granddad said, you can't drive that Cutlass until you get some insurance. My uncle said, I'm grown. My granddad said, I'll write that when you were born. He said, well, you ain't driving that car until you get some insurance. My uncle said, I'm gonna drive it away. My granddad said, let me get through eating some potato pie, then you tell me how you feel. So I'm thinking that my uncle gonna tear his ass up. He just got out the army. Yeah. Man, my granddad had slung them off through the yard like a lawnmower.
No.
In uniform.
In the uniform. Beret.
In uniform. And then told him, go in the house and get you something to eat. He didn't drive that damn car.
Right. Old school player.
I tell my uncle about that now. He laughed, he screamed. Now. He about 78 now. He laughed. He said, you remember that? I said, man, my uncle was a trip. He had a wife, man, she about, 600 pounds easy. He used to climb up in a tree and try to watch her because he thought she would cheat. My granddad said, that big ass gal ain't finna go nowhere but to the kitchen.
No.
Hey man, what's up? It's man Carlos Miller.
Oh shit, you know what time this boy DC on Flizzle.
Chico Bean.
Hey. Going to Macon, man.
July 30th,
huh?
Macon. Coliseum. That's right, the making Coliseum. We gonna be making y'all laugh like a motherfucker.
Fuck you talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That was back.
Get there early, cause you know the traffic in Macon be crazy as hell when we come down there. So get them tickets. Hit the website.
Pull up.
And we'll see you in Macon. July 30th, three-headed monster tour. Get your tickets.
That town, you know what's happening?
What's up, Slim? What's up, Sabaz? What's up, Sabaz?
Y'all had a great show, man.
Thank you,
my boy, love. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all, bro.
Love, Kyle.
That's
it. Shit. Well, I don't know. Something about you made me yawn, ugly nigga.
Hey, what's up, Houston, Texas? July 29th. Your man, Carlos Miller. That's right. I'm coming down there. Where am I going to be at, Craig? Cullum Performance Hall. Make sure you grab those tickets and pull up on me.
If you didn't go to church today, don't worry. We got you. It's a blessing that's going to come through here, too. Church ain't number three or more people. Anybody ever been know that. Don't block your blessing in here. It might not be your church blessing. It might be like your hood blessing. Every here done called a hood blessing before. Like when you driving home and you see the police behind you for a little bit, then they hit the light and just scoot on beside you. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good blessing right there.
Cause at the end of the day, I'm on tour. And I'll come see you when you come see me.
That was, you said it was short, but
that's my old uncle taught me how to cook.
Hey, tell him how your uncle used to be with the
he was short, man. He was 5 feet tall and a 98 in the waist.
Look like
an egg with a belt on. That motherfucker.
Yeah,
nice. That mama told me one day, don't make me take that belt off and beat your ass. I'm thinking to myself, shit, I could be in the middle of the yard by the time you get that. Pulling that motherfucker. Ha! 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 That
still hit me in the yard. I said, God damn, how long is that belt?
That belt is fucking amazing.
Real talk, man. That's why it's very important, like, if you do have nieces and nephews, right, stay in their life, man, because it's so easy to get sidetracked with this street shit. And I'm going to tell you, they build a jails every day to lock them up. Jail ain't no play for me. I got my ex-wife had me locked up, man. I was in there 5 days. It was a joke in there playing bass guitar like he was Boosie Collins. I said, how long you been here? About 8 months. I got up, moved to the other goddamn side. I didn't want to sit by this motherfucker. You too comfortable in here.
Right.
But it's talented people in jail. Mm. But you don't need to be in jail. I'm going to tell you, man, I knew everybody there. Everybody that was working in jail, I went to school with them. What you doing here? She had me locked up. Give me the bitch number. You know what I'm saying? They called. But it was, they was bringing some guys in. And there was a young dude, man. He was young. He was crying. And I walked beside him. I didn't even look at him. I walked beside him. I said, look here, man. I said, I don't know what you're here for. And I said, I don't care. I said, but you need to dry them tears up. I said, they see any sign of weakness, they're going to get you. I said, tighten up. Wipe your face. Dry your tears. Keep it moving. He said, all right. He walked up. End up seeing him. End up seeing him. He thanked me for that. He's gonna joke in jail. They see you crying, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They think you weak, man.
They gonna take a trace.
I wanna go downstairs with a girl. You know, I knew all the girls. I said, take me with the women at. He said, I let you go in there. Well, man, them girls will rape me in there, man. Yeah, they will. They will.
Damn, boy.
Jail ain't for nobody, man.
Nah, not for no real player.
Nah, not for no real player, man. It's too much money out here to be made.
Man.
Yeah.
Financial literacy, though, man. How you do it, man?
Just got it, man. I don't blow money. I just, you know, I make sure I take care of my family. I take care of bills. And I just, my wife always say, why you got so many cars? I say, well, you got so many shoes. Well, you ain't buying them motherfuckers. I'm buying them.
Yo, shit. Yeah. Talk to your shop.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, long as ain't nothing lacking at home,
yeah,
you shut the fuck up.
Right. Shut the fuck up.
I don't lack, man. I get down. See, I grew up not having nothing, so when you get something, you got to really hold on to it. You know, you got to take care of yourself. You ever getting people called car so filthy, like, have you ever ran by a car washing this motherfucker?
Right.
Or when you get gas, can you throw the shit in the trash at the gas station?
Man, that's how women keep their car, though.
Man.
They don't give a fuck.
It's crazy, man.
And let the kids do what, I don't tell them too much of my
money.
Yeah,
your
I'm telling my family.
Let me tell you something. When I grew up,
shit fucked around and got personal.
Man, I'm looking, I'm like, bro, tell them to throw the Chick-fil-A shit away.
You know that coochie bad.
But you got to teach your children. See, my uncle taught me how to cook. My other aunt taught me how to clean up. My other aunt taught me how to wash clothes. My mama taught me how to keep my ass clean. She said, I'm no woman want no stinking ass man.
Facts.
Man, I was in there taking a shower. My mama ran in. Hold on, let me show you how to wash your ass. I said, mama, wait a minute now. I'm 17. You ain't gonna do it.
Two rags or one?
One big ass towel. little dick just slanging.
It's fucking
Yeah, man.
No, you crazy, man.
Well, wipe that ass, go straight to your face.
Yeah, man. You use one wife off for two.
I use one, my boy.
I use one, too.
I just found out you got to use two, though.
No, I get that ass and I clean it back out. Shit.
I just found out you got to use two.
Did y'all see on social media, this lady was 42, 43, and she started dating a boy that was 21. And in 2015, then 2017, they had a child. And then 2019, they had a child. And she finally realized the dude that she was dating was the son she put up for adoption.
No.
She was fucking her own son. Found out at the last minute. They got two kids together.
So he the daddy brother.
Uh-huh. Or dunkle.
He the brother.
He
the brother.
He brody.
The brody. Hey, Braddy. That's my Braddy.
Yeah, he better cut this shit up. He gonna end up being his own granddad.
He is already. If he done had a son. And they had a little brother. Yeah.
Fuck the world we living in, man.
White people been doing that shit.
It is, man.
So you say you about to do the special.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it later this year, man, because I definitely want to come back and let you and push it. But I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be mine. I'm creating it.
Talk it.
Time for it.
You done did a special before.
I did it since in 13 years. My mother died in 13 years ago, and I dedicated to her. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I dedicated it to my mom. Right, but let me tell you what's crazy. My mother passed on a Monday. No, she passed on a Wednesday, but I had her funeral on a Monday. I had to film my show that Friday. But I had to give it to him though. I gave it to him in Boston. Some things you just got to do. You got to push your way through, man. You got to keep pushing, man.
People don't know that comedians are the most traumatized people. Mm-hmm. We just got to find a way to laugh at our pain because we know God got us and we know it's always going to be a better day, but that be our therapy. Laughter is good for the soul. In that moment, we forget.
That's right. See, a lot of people go to church, they understand laughter. The Bible says a merry heart is just like medicine. So merry means happy. If you keep yourself happy, you heal yourself. You know, I used to be a preacher back in the day.
Talk your talk.
I did, man, but God didn't call me. My ex-wife did. You know, so she said, you can do that. I said, I sure can. I'm so stupid.
How many people you had in your congregation?
About 14. I was preaching to. I was getting it to him, son.
He said about 14.
About 14, man. You
know, because they play with coming to a show all the time.
All the time. Like I told you earlier, the guy that put me in the comedy, he wrote my first set. He used to do a joke about a preacher baptized a dude. He dipped him and kept dipping him. He said, do you believe? And, you know, every time he come up, the dude was coughing. Mm-hmm. He said, dipping him, do you believe? He could cough. Third time, he said, do you believe? He said, Reb, I believe you're trying to drown the shit out of me. you know, I used to hang out with preachers for real.
Right.
My cousin, old Jack, made a preacher, you know what I'm saying? He used to hang out with this other preacher. I didn't know the preacher carried a pistol on his ankle.
Yes, sir.
So he in the church shouting, you know, I'm holding church. He's shouting the gun, and I fell on the floor. And I said, Reb, he looked at me, I said, for this floor. He said, thank you, Jesus. He picked it up. Picked the gun up. Man, I'm preaching something else.
Yes, he is.
You ever seen the custom preacher?
Yeah.
Man, it's two, Thaddeus three of them, Matthew.
Yeah, Thaddeus, but it's another one now.
Geno Jennings.
Yeah, Geno crazy, man.
Man, I ain't seen Thaddeus in a minute, though.
No, I ain't seen him in a while.
What about either? That light-skinned dude?
Yeah, that's it.
The light-skinned dude who be reading out the Bible.
Oh, the skinny one.
Yeah, he like, shut up, bitch. You
don't just talk about all three of y'all hoes. Now, he said that in church.
I love that nigga slow and
but
funny.
Man, it's funny. And people support that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is one of the wild online passes back and forth.
Yeah. You ever seen Kermit? Is it Kermit talking to one be screaming?
Kirk Thomas or something? Yeah, but God!
Yeah.
What about the nigga with the spark? What do you call it?
Water.
The miracle water.
Oh, you talking about
that boy look evil.
Peter Popoff.
He look evil.
Yeah.
With the prayer cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got the water, the water he sent to you. And he said, yeah.
The miracle water.
His name is Peter Popoff.
But why would they show that on BET at 3 in the morning?
Because ain't nobody seeing that shit. Ain't nobody what you doing at 3 in the morning? You probably sleep, right?
It's supposed to be.
But I see that shit.
Yeah. It started coming on after Uncut.
He got the monster point in the head. Mm-hmm. And it had extremely black. He died in there every week.
They going to raid this shit and be like, it's not fucking water, it's PCP.
And them folk be in that line, too. I remember when I got the miracle water and I opened up my mailbox, it was $450,000. I'm like, bitch, look at you.
I paid all my bills and I got money to spar. Bitch, what is spar?
Well, we can't walk, then now they walking and shit. I'm running.
Yeah.
Some African preachers funny here, too.
Oh, man, they funny, mother. But do y'all know, back in the day, when there were Indian days, you know, and any, you went in and you smoked the peace pipe.
Mm-hmm. That's why I smoked.
You know they smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That was weed.
Right.
They see crazy shit. Go tell Running Bull. You know, they always name their kids by what they see when they born. So Running Bull, they saw a bull. I made this shit up, but it was good.
Look, I'm over here like, they do.
Them Indians, man, them cheap be high.
You gotta watch what you say. They watch our shit on the reservation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I fuck with them. Well, they like to call themselves skins.
Yeah, they were trying to give it. They said, I'm approved for my travel tattoo.
Yeah.
They didn't want to get that paper.
Yes, they do.
Yes, sir.
I got approved.
Yes, they do.
My tribal tattoo.
But Cherokee is some East Coast skin tribe. Mm-hmm. It's like the ones that's lost and they like, I'm an Indian. They like, well, you ain't really got no paperwork. Mm-hmm. So who are you? Cherokee, that cool. Cause when I had to do the movie over there in Montana, nigga, we had skins in the movie.
Oh, shit.
And we had like 40 different tribes. You know me, I'm a
I ask questions. I don't give a fuck. Where God placed my footsteps at, I gotta ask. I ain't just gonna look at you and not ask, like, what that mean, bro? You feel me? Who are you? Where you from? They telling us, and majority of them migrated from Canada.
Yeah.
And they came down, and it's a lot of skins in Canada.
But what if they came up?
But if a lot of people don't understand, don't look, they look like Mexicans.
Yeah, they do.
That's because they are.
Booyah! That's what I want you to know.
That's the thing about it, everybody. We're all Mexican.
Them niggas look just like Mexican, boy. I swear on everything, boy.
Aren't we just Mexicans here just waiting to happen?
Mexican work their ass off.
Yes, they do.
They'll put a roof on a house in one day. And then gonna start on another roof that same day.
No cap. And let you know, I got two jobs.
That's right.
At least get it set up for in the morning.
They get it set up, boy.
You ask one Mexican, he bring back eight. You like, hold up. Everybody ain't no payroll. No, I got it. You pay me, I pay them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm only giving you $100. I don't say that out loud. I said, how much are you paying that motherfucker?
That's funny. That's part of the bug.
I didn't write that down.
That is very insensitive and racist. Pay the Mexicans a fair rate. The blacks and the Mexicans get along great. They're both good people. They're the best people, aren't they?
He said the Mexicans.
Don't we like the blacks and the Mexicans? I learned that shit from Trump. We got the best Mexicans, the best blacks.
Give it up for my African American.
They're the best.
Look how I'm standing over there.
Oh, you seen him?
What's that about Trump? Like, he funny in a motherfucker.
Hey, it's a clip of Trump where he came out and said, "You know the blacks built this country. You know that, right?" Yes, you guys built this. Did a fantastic job.
He said that shit?
Yes. Yes.
He did.
He said you guys did a
fantastic job.
You did a fantastic job. You know you built this, right?
Donald Trump a trip.
That motherfucker funny, man.
He that nigga really said, the African Americans, what do you have to lose? I was like, ooh.
Hey, but when he said that shit, he knew he was gonna win after that. He said, your school, your educational load, the crime rate is African Americans, what do you have to lose?
Nigga,
God damn, nigga.
I see niggas in the crowd like, shit, you know, nigga got a point.
He gonna really be pandering to black people. Look at what Joe Biden did. He fucked your bitch. And the click you claimed. And hey, listen, America, before I go broke like Jack, I fuck with that dog like Vic. Knock that rock, that pit.
That nigga ain't, they have no stats with his shit. He just say the shit and that be it. They ain't got shit to back it up.
The blacks are dying at a record number. Nobody wants to say anything.
They just need to have a fan right there every time he get on the podium. Just need to put a fan right there so that
to blow that him.
That'll fuck him up.
He got a shag and a bang.
I like how you say some of that shit be the truth and then it be a lie at the end.
Yeah.
Some shit that could never happen. Yeah. You know, dragons are eating people in record numbers. People are scared to go swimming. I'm gonna get people back swimming. I'm gonna take care of it.
The white folk be behind him. Cheese like a motherfucker.
Listen here, Donald Trump said the dragons are eating people and he's gonna do something about it. I knew those goddamn Harry Potter movies looked a little bit too real. You know what I mean? It's right there in the movies. It's right there in the movies. They put it right there in the movies. They're doing magic and dragons are eating people, but we know he's going to take care of it because he said he was.
They did.
They believe it.
Mm-hmm. Boy, let me tell you something. I remember, I don't know where the fuck we was at. Some white woman just got rage out of nowhere. And just got on the phone. I'm literally behind the car waiting on my people to get out of the car. So I'm minding my business. It's a beautiful day. This bitch got behind her car, was on the phone like, yeah, and Donald Trump, he's the best. What Obama do? I said, bitch, fuck you. She said, I'm calling 911. I said, what the fuck? And then he said that bitch, it started with me.
That's how it be though.
Man. I got the fuck on though. I was scared of here. I said, let me get back in the car, y'all. Don't call the police.
You know, Obama, he's at home chilling, man.
He ain't studying that shit.
Man. I ain't studying that. Damn,
he built my nice house in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That way
he's chilling like a villain.
He gonna call you.
You gonna be like, why did you tell him I stayed in Athens?
35 years in the game.
He come.
Before we get out of here, you gotta give us the secret to staying in the game 35 years.
35.
Hey, man. What advice? The secret is staying consistent.
Yeah.
Staying true to yourself and true to the people. Because mm-hmm. when people love you, they gonna come see you. They gonna come see you every single time. And just keep a level head. Mm-hmm. Don't lose your mind. Fuck y'all, fuck all y'all. No. You ain't got time to do that. Just, hey, thank you, have a great night. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, people gonna come see you, man. I have people come see me all the time, man, just from years and years and years and years. And they're gonna support you. Just stay consistent, stay humble.
You the greatest, man.
Yeah. But get that money, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talking
first
about.
And foremost. Get well, that you money. Know where we at in our new spot.
I like it, man.
This your first time over here.
I like it.
Don't let it be your last.
It won't be, man. I'm gonna come back, man, because I'm gonna promote my DVD when I do it, man. I hadn't decided what I'm gonna do with that, but I'm gonna do more than 30 minutes. Most of these guys doing 30 minutes. I'm gonna give it to them.
Come on.
I'm gonna get to him. I've been working hard on the road now, so it's gonna be good.
Oh, shit. There you have it, folks. 85 South Show, Bruce Bruce. We out of here. Yeah. Let's take a picture.
Let's do it.
For the memories.
Let's do it.
We gotta do this one for the memories.
I gotta get my cheers.
Hey, what's up, Virginia? July 22nd, I will be in Tyson's Corner. Talk to me. What you got going on the 22nd? Pull up on me. What's the theater, Craig? Capital One Hall. That's where we're going to be. Make sure you grab those tickets and pull up on me. I've been trying to see you. I know what you said about... Come over there, though. I'm working on something bigger than us.
If you didn't go to church today, don't worry. We got you. It's a blessing that's going to come through here, too. Church ain't number three or more people. Anybody ever been know that. Don't block your blessing in here. It might not be your church blessing. It might be like your hood blessing. Every nigga here done called a hood blessing before. Like when you driving home and you see the police behind you for a little bit, then they hit the light and just scoot on beside you. Yeah, yeah, that's a good blessing right there.
Because at the end of the day, I'm on tour. And I need you to be there so I can tell some jokes to you. I see you when you come see me.
I was 21, 20 years old, right? Yeah. So for me, man, with that kind of money, still living in the projects, we had to figure it out.
Right? What's happening, Phoenix? Phoenix! Hey!
Where the fuck did all these black people come from in Phoenix? Where y'all been?
What's happening?
Where y'all been?
Man, I'm not speaking for every man in if I make it to be making 200 million, nigga, I can make 200,000. I feel like I'm supposed to fuck any bitch I want to. So if Zion, if you want to do that, live your life.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Drea Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode.
Perfect. Show these niggas the trick. Now, this my house. I done took y'all everywhere. Now, come on over. All them vines and shit. Mold days and shit. Welcome to the pizza.
What we got right here?
This granddaddy, man. This what I got for my 40th. I ain't do nothing to it. Usually, I put 4Gs on everything I got. I ain't do nothing to this, but put some music in there, you know what I'm saying?
Did you do the do on it?
Booty cat.
Did you
yes, sir.
Woo, you was hitting on that joint?
Yeah, 100%. Get my booty ate all that.
A goddamn, okay. That's living the life. When you stand on a blow up mattress and you can get a girl lick your ass, eat your ass, yep. You a bad, you cold blooded.
Hey.
You know, but shit, nigga be broken in bitch, man. Think about it. You ever been so broke you just feel like you about to pass away sometime soon? You be like, I know God ain't got me out here living like this now.
a Bay Area native, you understand me? You got this, you gotta get this monkey off your back, you understand me? If you ain't never broke a female off no chicken. Now, it's nothing that, you know, men should glorify and be proud of, but, you know, it's just culture.